Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people are here today to talk about a very important topic. Susan Whelan, who is the interim director of El Paso County Public Health, is here. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
And Dr. Leon Kelly, deputy chief medical examiner for the El Paso County Coroner's Office, is here. Great to see you again, Dr. Kelly.
You too.
And it's, you know, there's no easy way to talk about this. And it's... We're talking about suicide today, and we do know that youth suicide in our community has gotten a lot of attention, and it is a big issue. But one thing that a lot of people may not know is that the vast majority of suicides in El Paso County are actually middle-aged men. And it's becoming such a focus, isn't it, that the county is starting an entire campaign to address this issue, and that's where you guys come in.
Mm-hmm. And this is a partnership with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office and also NAMI, our local chapter of the National Alliance of Mental Illness. So there's numerous partners that are involved in this effort, and it's part of the co-responder funding that we had secured through a 5-year grant.
Yeah, and we had actually talked about that program with the new program with the Sheriff's Office yesterday with Sheriff Bill Elder, where there's now first responders who do respond to people in crisis. Mm-hmm. And we know that CSFD and CSPD had started that program as well. And it's a need, isn't it? It's growing across our community and the country, isn't it?
It is. And it's, you know, we want to be able to give the people the right care at the right time at the right place. And that's really providing that co-responder model where we're pairing law enforcement mm-hmm. with behavioral health specialists so we can get the, you know, individuals the care that they need.
Right.
And the ultimate goal is not only to follow up with the individuals that are needing help, but also to reduce the jail population to get people the appropriate care,
right.
Not to put them in jail if they have a mental illness. Let's try to get them some help.
Absolutely. And Dr. Kelly, I know you are a numbers guy and you do a lot of research. You're very much research based. And I know you've probably looked at the numbers in the previous years and possibly even this year and looking at the suicide rates in our community for middle-aged men.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, you know, our teen suicide rate, our marked increase in numbers we had over a 3-year period garnered appropriately so much of the attention. And we've put a lot of resources and a lot of energy in this community into dealing with that. And that's great, and that's good, and we'll continue to do that. But what most people don't understand is, or at least appreciate, is that in a county like ours, we had, in 2017, we had 164 total suicides. Of those 164 suicides, 75% of those, 3/4 of those are men.
Mm.
And that's not unique to El Paso County. Those percentages are typically what we see across the country. And so when we talk about as a community, we want to reduce suicide. That's a wonderful goal, and that's what we should be doing, particularly from a public health, local mental health standpoint, hospitals, schools, everybody. That's what we all strive for. It's hard to meaningfully do that if you aren't focusing on suicide in men. And men are a different animal, so to speak, when it comes to mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we're focusing on in this Man Therapy campaign, which we'll talk about today, is that the average age of completed suicide in El Paso County is 42 years old. So if you really want to reduce the numbers, if you really want to focus on the group that struggles the most with suicide, with completing suicide, you've got to figure out a way to approach middle-aged men.
And do we know why middle-aged men are at such risk of this?
I would say that we do know that there's a lot of factors that go into this. One is that men are typically the group that's harder to get to admit that they have a problem until they reach that crisis stage. They're the hardest group to reach out to and get to accept mental health care. And so because you have those things, historically most efforts we've made to promote mental health, to do crisis intervention, wasn't necessarily geared towards people who are that resistant and that reluctant to seek help.
Okay.
And that's sort of the paradigm shift that you have to make. Most of the things that we've done, the things that we do across the country, aren't focused on that group, aren't focused on that very issue of how do you get men whose natural response is, I don't have a problem, I'm fine, mind your own business, I'm not going to ask for help because that's not what men do. how do you tear that down? And how do you convince men that, no, this is okay. This is good. This is a sign of strength. If you twisted your ankle or tore your ACL in a flag football game, you'd have no problem going to the doctor and asking for help.
Right.
How is this any different? You know, how is this anything but you taking care of yourself and by that taking care of your family, taking care of your partner, taking care of your kids? You do that first by making sure you're okay.
Absolutely. And I know, and I'm sure some of the numbers show this, and I'm not trying to associate with one particular group or another, but we also have so many veterans in our community as well. And some of them have seen war several times. And we know some do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Are we also seeing that here?
We do. We have a large military population, mm-hmm. not only recently discharged military, active duty military, but we've got a lot of older veterans who've been to previous wars.
Mm-hmm.
That group is those are tough people.
Yeah.
Those are tough men who've been
Absolutely.
Through a lot of stuff. And those are the ones that you struggle with knowing that they're struggling to get them to accept help. That's the group that they'll complete suicide and we'll interview their family and they'll say they never said a word about it. They never told us they were struggling. We didn't know anything was wrong with them. They're quiet. They're stoic. They never complained once until it's too late.
And are we also, in looking at the numbers, are we also seeing some other contributing factors to this that are standing out?
Well, I think one big one, you know, regardless of what, you know, population
Absolutely.
that you're in or we are in, it's the stigma of yeah. seeking help. And that's what we're trying to break down, is that it's a sign of strength to reach out and to get help. But, and you know, like Dr. Kelly had said, I mean, we're no different than any other community related to some of the issues that we're seeing. And nationwide, I mean, there's a stigma that goes along with mental health. And there shouldn't be. You know, it's just as important as physical yeah. health. If
Absolutely.
I'm bleeding, if I have a disease, there's compassion for me. You know, if I have a mental illness, there should be that same compassion. And I shouldn't be stigmatized for being depressed or needing to seek help. And I think that's something that prevents not only young populations, but older populations also to try to tough it out. But I want to emphasize that it's a sign of strength.
Mm-hmm.
And with our partners, we're trying to change the culture within our county around that. And we'll get into this a little bit later, but one thing that the Man Therapy campaign does, it provides a lot of resources on the website. So we're trying to hook people through humor, middle-aged men, and then get them to go to the website to get those resources to find out what is appropriate for them to promote wellness.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of community partners that are involved in this effort.
Well, and before we take a quick break, the one thing that you both have emphasized is the families just really did not have any idea that their loved one was needing help
mm-hmm.
because they just don't talk about it, do they?
Mm-hmm. And I think it's complex because that can be true in some families or with some friends, but there are some signs that you can look into. And I think that, you know, through working with our suicide prevention partnerships, that it's okay to ask an individual or your friend, are you thinking about taking your life? It's okay to ask direct questions to see where their mind is at. So we can better help them. And those are the types of tips and tools that we as a community need to learn. So then how can we strengthen our community through those actions?
Okay, we do need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out more about the big Man Therapy campaign that is going on. Also learn some of those tips and a lot more coming up with Susan Whelan, Interim Director from El Paso County Public Health, and Dr. Leon Kelly, Deputy Chief Medical Examiner for El Paso County Coroner's Office. It's on the way on KRDO News Radio. Good morning and welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking about a very important topic, middle-aged men, the suicide rate in our community and across the country. Joining us this morning, Dr. Leon Kelly, Deputy Chief Medical Examiner for El Paso County's Coroner's Office. Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning.
And Susan Whelan, the Interim Director for El Paso County Public Health. That's a mouthful today, you guys. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And when we were talking earlier, we were kind of talking about contributing factors and risk factors. And Dr. Kelly, you've kind of taken a look at the information for our county, but you also say it is nationwide as well, these risk factors.
Yeah, the things that we see are universal, but it gives people a good understanding of what's going on in the lives of folks who are attempting or who are completing suicides. And the three most common risk factors we've identified are a recently ended relationship, financial struggles, and a personal health crisis. And so when you see people or you're experiencing those things in your life, or you know people that are, those are the people that we want to reach out to on a personal level, regardless of what they say, no, I'm doing fine, don't worry about it. When we see these big things in life, these big, huge stressors, these are the folks that we know are at most risk. Some of the things that we also learned is that only 50% of the people in El Paso County who completed suicide had a documented history of mental illness. So it's not surprising that a large percentage do. But it's also concerning that means half the people aren't people who have sought mental health care in the past, haven't been diagnosed or treated by a mental health professional. And these are people that are essentially not seeking help at any point in their life, despite the fact that they're clearly struggling.
So this may, again, come as a big, very big surprise for the family because there's no signs, there's no anything. And that is part of the Man Therapy campaign, right? It's officially launched in our community. And this is a very large campaign. It is reaching out to people across multiple platforms in multiple ways, just trying to reach individuals and let them know it's okay to get help.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, El Paso County, I mean, there's a lot of mileage to cover. We have 8 towns and cities within the county and nearly 700,000 people in our community. And so we are involved in launching, and it's actually already launched, it's the Man Therapy campaign, and it is a multimedia campaign. We know that radio is a great way to reach men, mm-hmm. so we're doing a lot of radio advertisements, we're doing some public service announcements, newspapers in the smaller communities to reach out, and where where there's not a lot of options, we are trying to reach out to restaurants and bars,
yeah.
and you know, through coasters, advertisements on the placements above the urinals and the bathroom stalls, and we're trying to hook men's attention with humor through this campaign. And I would encourage anyone to go to ElPasoCountyHealth.org to see some of the posters and some of the videos, because the fictional character, his name is Dr. Mahogany.
Dr. Rich Mahogany.
And he is hilarious. But the point is to try to hook people's attention. Specifically for men, but it also helps women and loved ones learn a little bit and know where they can get educational resources and tools to help the men in their lives that they love, or their brother, or their dad. There's a lot of resources out there.
You know what? We're going to go ahead and hold that thought right there, because mm-hmm. we still have so much to touch on, but we do need to take a break to do a news break. And then we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about the campaign, some of the tips and resources that are available. And we'll have a lot more coming up with Dr. Leon Kelly and Susan Whelan next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking about a very important topic that is happening in our community with Dr. Leon Kelly, Deputy Chief Medical Examiner for El Paso County Coroner's Office. Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning.
Great to see you again.
You too.
And Susan Whelan, great to see you again, Interim Director for El Paso County Public Health. And if you're just joining us this morning, we've talked about, we do know teen youth suicide. It's a very important topic and conversation in our community, but also over the last couple of years, the large increase in suicide among middle-aged men in our community. And as you guys were saying, this is across the country too as well, isn't it?
Correct.
And you guys have launched a campaign. It's called the Man Therapy Campaign. And how long does this campaign run for?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is part of the co-responder model, mm-hmm. which we are in partnership with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office and the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the NAMI chapter here. And we received a grant, and this grant is for about $80,000, and it's a multimedia campaign. So it's going to last a few months. However, the resources will still be available on our website or at mantherapy.org. And I wanted to emphasize that this is not only to reduce suicide, but the stigma around help-seeking yes. behavior. And this is about men's wellness. And so it will have topics and resources on wellness, sleep, anxiety, information around difficult life transitions, and also depression, anger, stress, and addiction. So this is a great resource, not only for men, but for the loved ones of men. You know, we all have, you know, some people have brothers, fathers, uncles, and I think that this is a site that they should check out to see what might be available to help them help their loved ones.
Absolutely. And Dr. Kelly, you were mentioning before you went to the news break, in all the documented cases that you were looking at here in El Paso County, of the completed suicide, only 50% of them did have documented, had been documented for seeking help previously. That leaves 50% that never had a sign of needing help, reaching out. And you also said, can you list the risk factors again that you've seen? And this is, again, for El Paso County and across the country, right?
Yeah, these numbers are specific to El Paso County, but these are universal trends.
Okay.
Our main risk factors are recently ended relationships, financial struggles, and a personal health crisis. And I think that 50% of folks who've completed who haven't had a history of mental illness documented feeds right into the Man Therapy campaign, because one of the tools that's present is, I believe it's like a 20-point mental health check. Here's 20 questions to go through about yourself and see how you're doing. It's kind of like an under-the-hood inspection for your car. Mm-hmm. And you can see how you do, and it helps support you in a way that, you know, I am struggling, maybe more than I thought. And then the next step is, well, what are you going to do about it, right? And one of the things that ManTherapy.org has is a link to, you know, where do you live? What kind of insurance do you have? You click on it and it tells you all the providers in your area, in your neighborhood, in your city, with the contact info. You just pick up the phone and give them a call, and you know somebody who's out there who now has a mental health provider who's a professional who's going to be help you work through some of this stuff.
And go ahead.
I also wanted to mention, in addition to some of the resources around clinicians, we also have specific information for El Paso County on our suicide prevention partners, our National Alliance for Mental Illness, and that's updated. We routinely monitor that information, and there's been over 800,000 people worldwide that have accessed this information.
That's incredible. And we did kind of touch on really quick, because you guys are talking about the mental mantherapy.org website, right, where all these resources and the 20-point mental health check. But we talked about the stigma. This is kind of a way for them to reach out for that help without going, hey, red flag, right? I think we just need to emphasize that, mm-hmm. right? Like, hey, I really need to talk to somebody. It's a great way for them to do it without, mm-hmm. you know.
I love, you know, what Dr. Kelly had just mentioned around the self-point check.
Yes.
It takes you through a process of, you know, where are your pain points? Is it physical? Is it emotional? And it really takes you through this process. So maybe you can better understand, you know, what you're feeling, and then also get the help that you need for it. And I also wanted to emphasize that it is so important for us to destigmatize help-seeking behavior.
Yeah.
That is a sign of strength when we reach out and we help each other. And the men in our lives also, and the leadership that we have here with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, mm-hmm. The commanders, the lieutenants, who model the way in showing others that, yes, they're a big tough guy, but I'm
sometimes
reaching out for help.
Right.
Sometimes you need help, and that's okay, and that's what we want to see.
Well, and I think it's fair to say that everybody needs help at some point in their life.
Absolutely.
End of story, period, exclamation point.
Yes.
And now one of the things on the website, too, is tips for family, friends, so people can understand maybe signs to look for, right? Because like we're saying, a lot of these situations, they don't reach out for the help that they need. Mm-hmm. So are there tips on the website that can help?
There is. There. Okay. I mean, there's numerous educational pieces of information. There's tools and tips. Not only for men, but for wives, sisters, daughters that want to help the men in their lives and understand, you know, what are some of the issues that are going on.
And can you guys give maybe some of the tips or signs to look for really quick? And they can go get more at the mantherapy.org website. But what are some of those signs maybe to watch for?
I would say, you know, those big categories, that ended relationship, financial mm-hmm. struggles, personal health crisis. Men who are maybe more withdrawn than they typically are, you know, changes in behavior and anger. That's one of the main things that men, how they respond to stress in their lives. Mm. And so significant changes in that kind of behavior are things to look for. On the website, there's you know, much of our suicide prevention efforts are looking at crisis intervention. When the person gets to the ledge, what do we do about it? But man therapy is really about building a healthy mental lifestyle from the normal stresses that we all deal with, from traffic to your teenage kids, you know, getting in trouble, to relationships and how to recognize a healthy relationship from an unhealthy relationship. So it's really, you know, the suicide is sort of the hook and the thing that grabs the attention, but it's really about far more than that.
Yep.
And many of them, there's testimonials about also men who've struggled. And when we looked at this campaign, we looked at the numbers and we said, you know, if we want to make a big difference in this community, let's gear towards middle-aged men, because we haven't done that previously. And we asked, how do we do that? Because what we're doing now isn't working, right?
Right.
That's clear based on the numbers. And so when we met all of us together, there were several men in the group, me and some law enforcement folks, and we had to kind of explain to women, like, this is how men talk to each other. You have your buddy struggling, you know, he's getting a divorce, or he's in a relationship, or he lost his job. You don't come at your friend and go, boy, you're really having a tough time. No, what do? You send him a text message, you make a joke, you make fun of him, you razz him a little bit, and you say, hey man, I haven't seen you in a while. Let's go out and get some beers. Let's go out and watch a game.
Yeah.
Let's go see a movie. Let's just hang out. And that's how men to talk to each other. And so when you're going to do a campaign, you have to go where dudes are, and you have to talk to dudes the way they talk to each other. And that's what's completely different about this campaign. It isn't a sad pull at your heartstrings billboard, which is what works for other groups of people. That doesn't work for men. And so we had to be a little edgy. We had to be a little unorthodox. And we had to come at a different angle to get to the men that this campaign needs to focus on.
Well, and like you said, this is a multi-agency effort. And I mean, how many brain powers had to come together to think up this campaign? Like Dr. Kelly was saying, no, we have to approach this entirely differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it started with our teen suicide prevention work group, which involves numerous multi-sectors, and also we oversee a child fatality review team that includes the district attorney's office, the Department of Human Services. We have 17 school districts in El Paso County. We have, you know, hospitals, military bases. There's numerous partners that have, you know, stepped to the table to say, you know, what can we do to improve our situation, not only among youth in our community, but then also looking at the data, what else can we do? And that's where we began looking for funding for the co-responder model, because we knew that was a gap. And then part of that gap was, you know, what can we do to increase awareness through a campaign? Mm-hmm. In this campaign, it not only increases awareness, but we're trying to preempt suicide. And this campaign is about overall wellness for men and giving them the tips and the tools that they can take to be well. And also, as Dr. Kelly was mentioning earlier, when we were sitting back and learning about this campaign, some of the advertisements don't resonate with women. It's like, okay, I don't get it.
Right.
But we have to remember, women are not the target audience.
Right.
We can go to the site and we can get the tips and the tools to help the men in our lives. However, it's really to hook and to reshape the conversation among men in El Paso County. That's the primary goal. And it was created specifically with the intention to reach men.
Men. Yeah. Okay. We do need to take another quick break. And when we come back, we will wrap up and talking about men therapy. And again, how you can reach out and get resources. We've got a lot more on the way with Susan Whelan and Dr. Leon Kelly next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.
Picking up new hobbies such as cooking is another manly way to avoid depression and reduce stress. Today, I'm going to teach you how to make my world-famous guaco mahogany. First, mash up 5 or 6 of these green things. Then add hot sauce, this lettuce stuff, these red things, salt, some of this stuff, and limes. And finally, bacon to taste. Mmm.
Well, there you go. That is Dr. Rich Mahogany, part of the huge Man Therapy campaign. You can see some of those videos at mantherapy.org. And it's like you were saying, Dr. Kelly, there's really a different emphasis on how to grab the attention.
Yeah, it's about getting men to understand that this isn't a sign of weakness. There's another way to approach this. The humor and the little bit of a bite there kind of takes down the guard a little bit. And the same way you would do with a friend, you'd kind of joke with them a little bit to get them to kind of relax and to open up. And Dr. Mahogany, he's well versed in how to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, some of those videos are very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Right.
Some of them we can't air on the radio, but they're very funny. Just saying. And Susan, you were saying in the break that this campaign is garnering attention internationally, isn't it?
It is. There is the fictional character, Dr. Mahogany, has a brother, another fictional character in Australia. And so they've picked up the campaign, and the campaign has been so successful that others are really taking note. This campaign originated in Colorado, a partnership through Cactus. And also the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment are the ones that created this through evidence and also specific information around men. So it's been very tailored to connect with men.
Absolutely. And you will see that if you go to the mantherapy.org website, extremely tailored. And you guys, we only have a couple minutes left, and we've actually covered a lot of information, and I know we weren't able to cover everything today. We could talk more and more about this. But what are some of the biggest things you think everybody should take away from today? Because like you said, we don't want to just focus on, okay, it is a big problem. But what can we do to help fix it?
Yeah, and I think one of the first steps, with a community and any population, is that let's increase our awareness. Let's start talking about wellness and mental illness and suicide. And being informed can empower us to better help ourselves, our friends, our family, our loved ones. And, going to this website, and again, it's specific for men, but there's a lot of tips and tools there and community resources that extend to other populations other than men. So, I think the first step is to be educated on this. And our goal is to destigmatize help-seeking behavior. And if we can help each other out on that, I think that's huge and model the way.
Absolutely. Dr. Kelly?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think the biggest thing for us is, at least from my standpoint, as the guy who does the autopsies and brings the numbers to the tables, that historically we didn't talk about this. Suicide wasn't something that you would have a radio program about, mental health. And how's that worked out for us?
Not well.
Yeah, not great. Yeah. So this is the time that we acknowledge the issues that we have. And then we come together and say, well, what are we going to do about it? And making mental wellness, not just suicide prevention, but everything.
Absolutely.
Culturally a priority in our lives. And that in many ways starts with men.
Yeah, it really does. Well, you guys are incredible for coming in today and help starting this conversation. And really quick, I know there are some, and these resources are available, are on the website, but let's really quick, before we go, talk about the crisis services and some of the numbers, just really quick. So they have them. So Colorado Crisis Service is 844-225-0097, or you can text TALK to 38255. And is that part of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline as well?
Yes, and there's also walk-in clinics, and one is over out east, up north on Woodman. And then there's another one at Printers Parkway, and that's the crisis services. And then also on the website, we have very exceptional partners in our community. The Suicide Prevention Partnership, the executive director is Janet Carnes, and she's a great resource, and her organization covers all populations. Get connected and learn more about what those resources are in our community.
Absolutely. And again, the website for the Man Therapy campaign is mantherapy.org. Susan Whelan, Dr. Leon Kelly, thank you for helping start the conversation. It's important to get that information out there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow on The Extra is Business Week in Review. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.